This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear debris with the 40-volt jet fan leaf blower. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2385. 9 Simple Sleep Strategies for Busy Weightlifters, Part 1, by Daniel Friedman of BachPerformance.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, and welcome to another edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best blogs covering health and fitness, just like an audiobook, and with a bit of my commentary at the end. And don't forget, we have a bunch of shows where we do this. Just search for Optimal Living Daily to find all of them. Now, today's post is a bit longer than what I typically narrate, so whenever that happens, I read the first half today and then finish it up for you tomorrow. So with that, let's get right to part one as we optimize your life. 9 Simple Sleep Strategies for Busy Weightlifters, Part 1, by Daniel Friedman of BachPerformance.com. Tell me if this sounds familiar. You're a hard charger. You get up early, you stay up late, and you push yourself physically, mentally, and professionally. You rarely miss a workout, and if you had to say it, you're in better shape and more educated about fitness than most people. When it comes to nutrition, you're pretty good too. Yeah, you enjoy a good cocktail or three. You occasionally treat yourself to fall-off-the-bone baby back ribs, a succulent steak, or a gourmet pizza. But most of the time, you're dialed in. Still, despite nailing your nutrition, training hard, and staying consistent, you haven't been able to lose the last bit of fat hanging onto your hips or lower belly with a death grip that would make Sly Stallone jealous and cliffhanger. So you scour the web in search of the answer. What the hell am I doing wrong? The answer may surprise you. It's sleep. Whether you're trying to drop fat and look your best for the warm months, peak for a show, or just lose a few pounds, sleep is often the missing piece. Sleep is the ultimate force multiplier for health and performance. It optimizes every mental and physiological system you need to look, feel, and perform your best. Sure, you're busy and short nights are often par for the course, but the fact remains you won't optimize your physique or anything else without proper sleep. What happens when you don't get enough sleep? Every day without sleep is like lacking a savings account and buying everything on credit. Scrimping on sleep to hashtag grind or watch the hashtag fitfam puts you further in debt every day. A lack of sleep significantly increases your chance of developing type 2 diabetes and obesity. Even moderate sleep deprivation significantly impairs insulin sensitivity in just 1 week. This makes it much harder to lose stubborn fat and build muscle. So much for looking great naked. Don't look for fat loss supplements or miracle diets to lose fat. Go to bed. 5 hours of sleep per night for 1 week can reduce testosterone levels by as much as 10 to 15%. This is insane when you consider the average rate of testosterone reduction is 1 to 2% per year on average. Reduced testosterone impairs your ability to lose fat, decreases your energy, decreases your ability to build muscle, decreases your focus, which can cost you money, and decreases libido. Sleep deprivation has been shown to decrease reaction time, attention span, recall skills, long-term memory, visual motor performance, logical reasoning, and basically every other cognitive skill imaginable. Skipping sleep decreases your ability to do everything at optimal capacity. Don't waste your money on worthless testosterone boosters. Please go to bed. It's obvious. Yet too many people, myself included, devote too little attention to getting adequate sleep. Keep listening to find out how to get the sleep you need. Tip number one, keep consistent hours. The best way to sleep well consistently is to keep consistent hours. Your body thrives with a consistent circadian rhythm, our internal 24-hour cycle of biochemical, physiological, and behavioral processes. As crazy as it sounds, your body tends to release certain chemicals during certain times per day to trigger alertness, optimize function, and in the evening, help you relax. If you go to bed at 11 p.m. during the week and wake up at 6:30 a.m., do the same thing on the weekends. Yes, it will take an adjustment. Yes, it will suck at first. Deal with it. It'll be well worth your time when you end up sleeping, performing, and looking better as a result. Tip number two, get sunlight early in the morning. I use an alarm with an ascending volume setting, meaning it gets louder the longer I lay in bed. The problem? As soon as it mutters a peep, my two-year-old pup wakes up and snuggles his way into my bed. If there was ever a reason to hit snooze, this is it. But have you noticed what happens when you hit snooze and roll over in bed? It's nearly impossible to get up and get going full throttle. You generally fall in and out of sleep and finally wake up and groggily race the clock all morning. Instead of drifting back to sleep in a dark room and a warm bed, get up right away. Get outside and get a few minutes of natural sunlight if you can. Getting sunlight early in the morning signals your body systems to wake up, producing the hormones you need to optimize your circadian rhythms and energize you naturally. Get up and get natural sunlight for a few minutes each morning, even if it's simply taking your pooch out to the bathroom. Tip number three, avoid caffeine after noon. At Bach Performance, my fellow coach Jordan Pagel and I love caffeine as much as you do. The only problem? Caffeine can hang around in your blood system much longer than you think. According to the book Sleep Smarter by Sean Stevenson, the half-life of caffeine is between 5 and 8 hours. This means as many as 8 hours after your last coffee, half of the caffeine can still be circulating in your system. Therefore, 100 milligrams of the 200 milligram shot of adrenaline you guzzled at noon could be floating around your body at around 8 p.m. Sure, this is helpful during a busy day, but at night, not so much. Avoid caffeinated drinks after 12 p.m. Besides, it's normal not to be wired all the time. You're not a robot. Avoid the late afternoon Americano, and you'll find yourself resting much easier at night. You'll also begin having more energy throughout the day and no longer need the afternoon jolt. Tip number four, hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled 9 Simple Sleep Strategies for Busy Weightlifters by Daniel Friedman of BachPerformance.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Now, I know that listening to all the negative effects of missing out on sleep may make you miss out on sleep tonight because you're thinking about all the sleep you're missing. And that's perfectly normal, but hopefully it won't happen to you. I don't want you to overstress about missing sleep. But I do want to mention something about tip number two that Daniel shared. He mentioned getting exposure to sunlight as soon as you wake up. Exposure to light or sunlight as soon as you wake up is a pretty powerful technique to help you get going in the mornings. In fact, a new generation of alarm clocks incorporate this very idea. The current alarm clock you're using probably wakes you up with a jarring sound, unless you have an alarm clock like Daniel's, where it slowly increases the volume. But now, there are alarm clocks that use light to wake you up instead. Now, I should mention a quick disclaimer. I am not sponsored by any alarm clock company, so I do not receive any compensation for talking about this. I don't want you to think I'm biased. All right, back to what I was saying. Our bodies are primed awake when exposed to light. So when it's time to wake up, the clock fills the room with the slow, pulsating light. Now, this type of alarm will only work if you're sleeping in a dark room and you're not covering your eyes with a sleep mask. But if you do use a sleep mask, that's perfectly fine. It's probably because you're sensitive to light and it's helping you get a better night's sleep. So in this situation, a traditional alarm that wakes you with sound would be best. But if you don't use a sleep mask and are tired of waking up to a jarring sound or an alarm that gets louder and louder, there may be other options available to you. All right, that should do it. Thank you so much for listening today. Thank you for listening every day. I'll be back here tomorrow to finish up this post. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.